Welcome to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about resilience, the capacity to withstand or recover quickly from difficulties. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. Samuel 30, verse 6. David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Resilience. Welcome once again to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about perhaps one of the most crucial qualities that help us to bounce back from setbacks, adapt to change, and thrive in challenging situations, and that is resilience. And I want to give you some keys for cultivating or developing resilience so that you can continue to move forward no matter what difficulties you face. Now, the first key is that you must have a positive mindset. In other words, you got to work to cultivate a positive outlook by focusing on what you can actually control. Make sure that you do the work to maintain your optimism. Even if you face adversity, you know, it's possible to reframe your negative thoughts into opportunities for growth and for learning. Remember, we don't just go through things, we grow through things. Now, the second key is self-awareness. It's important to understand what your strengths are, your weaknesses are. You need to know, you know, what your emotional triggers are. Self-awareness helps you to effectively manage stress and regulate your emotions, especially when you're working through difficulties. Now, another thing that's important to cultivating resilience is that you develop a good social support system. You know, it's important to build relationships and strong connections with friends, family, community members, and surround yourself with people who can provide for you encouragement and maybe even assistance when you need a little assistance. Now, another key, and perhaps a very critical one to cultivating resilience, is developing problem-solving skills. When you develop effective problem-solving skills, you can address challenges, you can overcome obstacles, you can break down your problems into manageable tasks so that you can continue to move forth and deal with your solutions, develop solutions, and take steps to achieve whatever goals that you are setting out to achieve. Now, it's important also to remember that if you're going to be resilient, you have to be flexible. You know, I often say that blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. It's important that we go toward change, that we embrace change, that we adapt to new situations, new circumstances, with flexibility. Rigidity is your enemy. It's important to remain open-minded, make sure you look at things from different perspectives, and do the work to adjust your approach as needed in order to navigate situations that you could have never predicted. Now, another developmental key is that you have to develop healthy coping skills or mechanisms, and that is, you got to do things such as exercise, be a little bit more mindful, you know, work at activities that you like, create engagements, engage certain things that will promote relaxation and will help you to get stress out of your life. And this alone will help to enhance your resiliency. And then lastly, goal setting. You know, if you're going to be resilient, you got to set solid goals, that meaningful goals, so that you can, work at creating a roadmap or path to actually accomplishing them. You know, and along this process, you can break those goals down into smaller milestones. And don't forget to celebrate as you accomplish your endeavors. You know, there's a very good reason that those who are resilient, because they learn skill. Remember, this is something that every one of us needs to know and to understand. If you have the will, you can always learn the skills to adopt, to adapt, and to maneuver so that you can continue to make progress and advancements in your amazing life. Now listen, I know you know someone that needs to hear this little motivational message so they can get going and press into difficulties as they are facing them. Do me a favor, share this message with them right now. Remember, if you want Dr. Mark Jones to be a part of your next event, give us a call at 813-241-6919, extension 15. You can always find my messages on YouTube at Manifestation Worldwide. You can find me on Facebook as simply Mark Jones. Remember to be a subscriber to this podcast by clicking the subscription link below as well. Until we get together next time, may you live long and lead well.